Yeah, well, I believe the results of the survey are probably true and probably accurately reflect how young people are feeling at the moment, that the age level should be reduced to 16, and I suppose there'd be a strong body of opinion amongst young people in that regard. That's their opinion. Whether that's the right road to go down, that's a separate issue. And of course, we have to listen to what the young people are saying, but we also have to look at expert opinion as well, analyse what's happening in other countries, and then come to a more mature decision.
And what are you trying to do then with your youth cafe?
I'm involved in the Goodhill Ballybay Youth Project, and over the last 2 years we've been working with young people. We've been educating them around issues such as drug and alcohol abuse, dealing with issues like relationships, which are so important for young people, relationships with their own family, relationships with their parents, and also of course relationship with their peers, with their friends, because as we know with teenagers, that particular relationship with their friends is so important. We've been teaching them life skills, the basics, such as cooking and looking after themselves, the value of exercise, dealing with issues around young people's mental health. Depression amongst young people is becoming a much more prominent issue and something that we're all very concerned about. And I know certainly from my work in the parish, parents are certainly very concerned about it. So we've been trying to address these issues while at the same time having a lot of fun as well and good times and watching DVDs, soccer is provided for them, computer games, all the usual range of stuff that young people enjoy.
And you're looking for funding as well to keep it going. Now listen, tell me, why would you get funding for something when you have a youth cafe where you're probably charging €2 for tea that you can make for 10 cents?
Well, Miriam, maybe this is a mistake we've been making. We haven't been charging because we've been trying to encourage all sorts of people to become involved and trying to include all young people and not allow membership of the youth cafe to be totally decided on the basis of money. We've been very fortunate, Miriam. Over the last 2 years, we've been funded out of the dormant accounts. Now, that funding is beginning to dry up. We've had 3 members of staff. Since September, we've been reduced to 1 member of staff, which obviously reduces the amount of work we can do and the amount of projects that we can provide. So we really need €100,000 to keep going every year. And as you know, economically at the moment, things are tightening up as regards money. Maybe we're looking for the money at the wrong time, but we really believe this is such a valuable, valuable thing in the community. It's so needed. So we're calling on the government, our local political representatives, to help us to achieve that €100,000 per year.
But we live in a free market. I mean, if you have this coffee shop that's funded, you're going to be taking business away from other coffee shops that maybe are trying to run a business.
Well, I know a number of years ago, Michael McDowell said that we needed perhaps a more of a cafe culture in Ireland. And in the town that I'm in, Goodhill, which is a small provincial rural town, once 6 o'clock comes, all the cafes close. So if you want coffee after 6 o'clock, I mean, you have to go to a pub. And we're trying to show young people that there is an alternative environment in which they can socialise while at the same time having a good time.
Just sum up very briefly though, I'm not convinced. Why should, if I had the money, why should I give it to you?
Because we're trying to do something good. We're trying to look after our young people, and our young people are our greatest resource. They're the future, and we need to be with the future. We need to be trying to shape the future and mould the future so that these young people today can become the contributing adults for the future.